now on the way to Lincoln Memorial. And as we're going to make the right here, look immediately to the left to see George Mason Memorial. George Mason was a revolutionary writer and statesman. He did not sign the Constitution at the beginning because the Constitution first did not include the Bill of Rights. He wanted protections of individuals from the power of the federal government, and for that reason he was put out of the circles of the Founding Fathers. But before he died, he signed the Constitution. The Constitution included the Bill of Rights in. George Mason opposed the slavery and described it as a slow poison to humanity and called on educating the slaves and freedom gradually. Look here to your left, see seated statue for George Mason, surrounded by inscriptions of his own words, inscriptions of Thomas Jefferson's words about him. Now as we cross this bridge, look to your right to see a panoramic view of the Tidal Basin, Washington Monument, Jefferson Memorial, federal agencies, and to your left immediately here is the Potomac River. On the other side of the Potomac River, straight there behind the bridge, is the Pentagon building. And look at the three curved spires there to the left. That's the Air Force Memorial. The Air Force Memorial was opened in October 16, 2006. The Pentagon is one of the largest office buildings in the world. Over 23,000 people are working there, civilians or military. Would you imagine how much coffee such 23,000 people would consume a day? There they say enough coffee to float a warship. There are 6 floors are underground, 17 miles of corridors. You could walk from one point to the other point across within 7.5 minutes. That's where the headquarters of the Department of Defense and the Department of Navy. The land of the Pentagon before 1941 used to belong to the Department of Agriculture experimental field. They start working on it in 1941. They finished in 1943. The Department of Defense and the Department of Navy moved to the Pentagon during World War II. Now look on the other side to the left there, you see a house. That's Robert E. Lee home inside Arlington Cemetery. We're going to drive on the other side of the river, and as we do that, we'll view the house and Arlington Cemetery grave markers. We'll talk more about Arlington Cemetery when we leave Lincoln Memorial. But now look to the right. Behind the trees here, there's a memorial for Franklin Roosevelt. Franklin Roosevelt Memorial was opened in May 2nd in 1997. The memorial consists of 4 gallery rooms, 4 sections. Each section represents a term. The first 2 sections represent in the Depression times, where you would see representations of the social and economical programs that the president initiated to help the country to get out of the depressions by generating jobs and work opportunities. The waterfalls here represent building dams to generate electricity for factories and work. The third section represents World War II, where you would see there pieces of rocks scattered everywhere. They're showing the disorder and the chaos that the world been through during World War II. The fourth section is the Peace and Hope section. There's a statue for the president and a statue of the First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. There were controversy about the president's statue at the end of the memorial. Some people wanted to show the president with wheelchairs. Others wanted to show him behind the desk. But there are no wheelchair, no desk. Instead, had a statue for the president's favorite dog, Fala. To solve that controversy, they had addition was added to the memorial. That addition was uncovered by the former president, Bill Clinton, in his last 2 weeks in the office in January 10th, 2000. The way to the memorial is closed because they're working on Martin Luther King Memorial to your right here. The site of Martin Luther King Memorial was established here in 1999. They started working on it a few months ago. Now, we're on the way now to Lincoln Memorial. And at the Lincoln Memorial site, you're going to see also Korean War Memorial, Vietnam Veterans Memorial, and the Nurses Memorial. Lincoln Memorial was established at the site there in 1922 to honor the 16th President Abraham Lincoln, who saved the Union during the Civil War. The memorial was built in a Greek-style temple surrounded by 36 columns representing the 36 states during Lincoln administration. The rest of the states' names and the symbols are inscribed on the top of the memorial. The last 2 states joined the Union, Hawaii and Alaska. Their memorials are inscribed on the ground in front of the 58 steps leading to the memorial. And the 58 steps, 56 of them representing the 56 years of age of Abraham Lincoln when he was assassinated on April 14, 1865. And the other 2 steps represent the 2 terms that he served in the office. This memorial at the seat to your left front here is for John Ericsson. And John Ericsson invented the ship monitor. Back to Lincoln Memorial, at the lower level of the memorial, the display of the famous events that occurred around the memorial, such as Martin Luther King's speech, I Have a Dream, was delivered around the memorial site. The last millennium celebration was held there too. From the lower level, take the elevator up to the statue level. There you're going to see seated statue, 19 foot tall statue for Abraham Lincoln, surrounded by inscriptions of his second inaugural address and his Gettysburg address. And in front of the memorial is the reflecting pool. To the right of the reflecting pool is the Vietnam. To the right of the reflecting pool is the Korean War. The Korean War Memorial. The Korean War Memorial was opened in July 27th, 1995. It's a black marble, shiny wall with faces of some of U.S. soldiers are etched in the wall. Across from that black marble, shiny wall, you're going to see 19 statues of U.S. soldiers, sailors, and the Marines are represented there, walking toward their symbolic goal, which is U.S. flag. Across from that are panels of names of all the United Nations countries who participated in the Korean War. From 1950 to 1953, United States lost over 54,000 soldiers. The United Nations countries lost over 600,000 soldiers. In a war at that time, even so far officially, is not called war, it's called police actions or the Korean conflict. For many years, this war used to be known as the Forgotten War, but after opening this memorial here in July 27, 1995, millions of visitors visited the memorials, and many of the books have been written about the war that's forgotten no more, the Korean War Memorial. Also, you can walk to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, and along the way, you're going to see three statues representing different ethnic backgrounds of the soldiers who participated in the Korean and the Vietnam War. Vietnam Veterans Memorial was established in 1982. It's a black marble shiny wall with names of over 58,000 of U.S. soldiers who were either killed or was missing in actions during the Vietnam War, starting from the lower middle in 1959 and ending at the upper middle in 1975. The names goes around in chronological order in an imaginary circle. In the middle of that imaginary circle, the Nurses Memorial is located. And the Nurses Memorial is a statue of nurses helping wounded soldiers in the battlefield in Vietnam. There were controversy about the Vietnam Veterans Memorial and the designer of the memorial. But the memorial, the government set condition on it that the memorial should not state any judgment on the Vietnam War. About the designer of the memorial, she was a Chinese-American student. Her name was Maya Lin. She was 21 years old, a student at Yale University. When her design was selected out of thousands, but when the committee who chose the design later recognized the designer's background, they rejected her design. But Maya Lin did not give up and took the committee to the court. And after 2 years, the court enforced the original selection of Maya Lin's design. That design was a project in Maya Lin's school. And guess what she got at the design at the time? She got a B minus. And the professor who gave her that B minus submitted a design of his own to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial too. So here we are now. To your immediate left, this is the Korean War Memorial. Start visiting from the Korean. From the Korean, you walk back to the Lincoln. When you reach Lincoln Memorial, you can go up the steps or stay to the left to go to the lower level. Start from the lower level, and from the lower level, take the elevator up to the statue level. Walk down the steps, stand on the steps, and see a beautiful view of the National Mall from there. Walk down the steps and make a left to walk to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Along the way, to see the three statues of different ethnic backgrounds. Vietnam Veterans Memorial is in a V shape, starts from the ground and goes to its peak height in the middle. When you reach the middle of the wall, look up to read 1959, and that's when the war started. And the first person reported killed inscribed there. And look down there to read 1975, and that's when the war ended. And the last person reported killed inscribed there. And in between, you know, that's where the 58,000 names of the US soldiers who were either killed or missing action inscribed there. So have your back to the wall to see across the Nurses Memorial. You're going to be here for about 40 minutes, and now it is 35 to 40 minutes. Now it is 11:33. So by 12:15, we'll be leaving from here to Iwo Jima Memorial next. But before you get off, I would